Diane Bassick was just a casual runner. It was something to do in the summer when she wasn't busy teaching kindergarten in Natick. But then, in 2012, her mother was diagnosed with lung cancer.
I thought, there's nothing I can do to cure her. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I can't do anything physically to cure her, but I can help those who can. So I started just fundraising.
Bassick applied and received a Boston Marathon bib number from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. She raised $5,000 and spent hours running after school and on the weekends. She jokes that she gave up much of her social life in Boston. But then, last February, a month and a half before the marathon, Bassick's mother died.
When my mother passed away, my training was interrupted. I didn't have it in me really to do much of anything. To get up in the morning was a struggle, and that lasted for a while, but slowly you have to get back to reality and back to work, and I got back to training, and it was her who gave me the inspiration, because as a cancer patient, she didn't have a choice but to fight.
So Bassick kept running. Her students and their parents became her living support and inspiration, especially on Marathon Monday. She pre-planned a spot to meet them at mile 10.
And that's all I thought about for the first 10 miles was, I cannot wait to see those kids. They were my saving grace last year. They were the greatest source of joy in the lowest point of my life.
It was a memorable experience for the children, too, like 7-year-old Sonoma Caruso.
I saw her and all my friends gave her a hug. I cheered and clapped, but it was kind of really hot, so my hands were getting tired.
And Bassick was tired, too, but persisted, running over Heartbreak Hill even though she often walked while training. But then, at mile 21, she was stopped by police.
And my gut instinct said, you're going to what? You can't stop me. Like, do you know how long I've been running? Do you know how long I've been training? Do you know what this means to me? And he said, I'm sorry, we need to stop you. And I burst into tears. The girl next to me burst into tears.
Bassick was stunned by the immediate police presence, an urgent push to get runners on buses. She worried about her brother at the finish line until they connected by phone. Still, she couldn't rest easy.
For me, running the marathon was this critical bookend to my grieving process. I know I will grieve for the rest of my life, but for that first difficult chunk of grieving, crossing that finish line was my way of honoring Mom and closing the book on that difficult, difficult chapter. And what happened last year at the marathon opened up another book. And this year, to me, running and crossing the finish line is going to be closing two books.
Diane continues to train after school with support from her students, who will be at the race again this year.
You guys are going to get me ready to run. Are you ready?
Go, 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 go.
Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.